Why don't we finish out and hear a little bit about your 71-year-old man with a BRAF mutation?
Yeah, so this is a 71-year-old guy. He had a 35-pack year smoking history. Other important past medical history, had some renal insufficiency. He presented with some shortness of breath. Workup revealed pericardial effusion, which was drained, sent for cytology. Cytology came back malignant. Immunohistochemistry supported a lung primary, and we got some additional genetics and immune profiling and saw that this patient had a BRAF mutation, a V600E mutation, and was PD-L1 high at a tumor proportion score of 90%. So the patient comes to clinic, newly diagnosed disease, and the question is, how do we actually treat this patient? What's the best first-line therapy?
I love that. You know, we ask these interactive polling survey questions all the time. We're going to present this case. I'm dying to see what people would do.
I picked this one in particular because there's no right answer right now. I think we need some data, and I do think you're going to get some differences of opinion on this one.
I'm not so sure about that because I think you've really seen a lot of people turn away from checkpoint therapy regardless of PD-1 and people with targetable mutations, but I am curious. He is a smoker like a lot of these BRAF patients.
Exactly. I think BRAF is different
right.
than your classic EGFR, ALK, and RET.
Do we know anything about the PD-L1 levels in patients with BRAF, particularly if they're smokers?
So many people with BRAF will be smokers. So I think in terms of kind of general principles about BRAF and lung cancer, the things to remember are that about 4% of patients will have BRAF mutations and non-small cell lung cancer, but only half of them, so 2%, will actually have V600E. The rest will have non-V600E mutations. And here, the clinical pathologic features are a bit different in that you can certainly see these alterations in smokers. And so this is why I think, you know, it's a bit more of a question of whether you use targeted therapy versus immunotherapy for BRAF. BRAF melanoma, right? Even though it has V600E, can still be mutationally complex. And so we don't have much in the way of data. There was recently one paper that came out in the Journal of Thoracic Oncology, small numbers. I think there were about 20 patients with V600E. They did see some who have high PD-L1 expression, and they saw a response rate of about 25%. Across all PD-L1 expression in that cohort. So we certainly need more data on the BRAF front.
Well, the other thing that really would make this an awesome question to poll people about is the fact that the patient had a malignant pericardial effusion, required drainage. Get a lot of people nervous about that. I'm thinking people might be thinking about chemo and a checkpoint inhibitor.
Oh, yeah.
In a patient.
And has renal insufficiency, right?
Right.
So technically is below where you could use pemetrexed here. So there are lots of things that you'd have to take into account for this patient.
Well, anyhow, it looks like you bit the bullet and used targeted therapy.
Right, and had a very nice response, remains on therapy to this day. It has been on less than 6 months, but is tolerating therapy fine and no issues in terms of recurrence of that pericardial effusion.
That's awesome. And I should mention the patient got dabrafenib, trametinib, which is approved. What about tolerability issues with this patient, with this combination? We hear a lot about fevers. Did he have a problem?
Yeah, so fortunately he did not have the problem with fevers, but I have encountered that in patients. And I would say that that is the main clinical challenge of dealing with these patients has been managing the fevers. We don't see a lot of these patients, but fevers has been the challenge in trying to treat with acetaminophen, NSAIDs, and even low-dose steroids and trying to dose-reduce, interrupt, but it can be a bit challenging.